Which one was the, which one did they miss? Was it the 14th, November 14th? Was that the one?
That sounds right.
That both teams missed? Because Alabama, LSU.
Oh.
And then...
Oh, Alabama, LSU is the CBS 7 o'clock game Saturday night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now we know. Mystery solved. Here's David. Good morning.
Hey, a friend of mine sent me a funny little picture of a newscast guy. He said, all mailed-in ballots on the points of the Auburn-Alabama game came in. Auburn won 742 to Alabama's 42.
I just posted that on my Facebook page.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
That's funny.
And I got a new one for you, Greg. Huh? Whoever will call in and say they're a liberal and can somehow, you can decide, you can smell them out, Greg, Gregory. I know you can. And if they will tell us on air how much money Trump receives as a paycheck every year. Now, I know. We know the silly answer, but hey, don't say anything, guys or ladies.
Okay.
Let's see if some screwball will call in and say, "Well, I'm not a screwball, but I'm a liberal because I believe in the Obama system or something." And don't do your little whoa, Greg. That is the silliest imitation of Obama I've heard in my life. It's funny though, but I will promise to bring in the $10 gift certificate for. What is that? A food outlet. I promise. I mean that.
Appreciate it.
Somebody ought to call in for the $10 deal.
Thanks for the call. What he is saying is when I do Obama in the entrance, whoa, open change.
I don't know that cut.
Some people think it's funny.
That hotkey.
Look at all the likes and social media reacts on that Iron Bowl.
Yeah, it's Alabama LSU this weekend.
Yeah, at 7 o'clock on CBS.
Yeah,
that'd be 6 o'clock our time, I guess.
Yeah, Auburn, Texas A&M. Then the next week on the 12th.
Yeah, it would be makeup games?
Yeah, it's Auburn and Mississippi State.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
I mean, there's other games, but right. Alabama's not involved in any. On that next week.
Okay. So.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're already a little bit behind this hour. Let's catch up with some traffic and get Fox News on. Then we'll come back and we'll play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire for a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Truth or baloney?
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic still very busy all over the city right now, especially I-65 and 85. Still got a lot of slow traffic on 85 southbound into Montgomery from Chantilly Parkway all the way up to Taylor. Chantilly is also very busy this morning, as well as the boulevard around the city. Congestion at all the major intersections. Buckle up, drive carefully. A little windy out there this morning, and we have no other accidents that we know of to tell you about right at the moment. We will keep you updated if anything happens. Everything for the holidays at Premier Place. Shop its fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brewmaker Motors, with a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Shop online anytime at brewmaker.com. It's better at brewmaker.com.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for two generations. The Fagan family has 50 years, that's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
It's November 30th, the greatest day ever. On the 30th of November, 2004, after winning 74 straight games and more than $2.5 million, Jeopardy contestant Ken Jennings' streak comes to an end.
Ooh, form of a question, please.
What is Ken Jennings' streak comes to an end?
Correct.
Have a great November 30th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a little past 8.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The drug company Moderna applies today for FDA emergency use approval of its coronavirus vaccine and says the first shots could be given in 3 weeks.
More than 266,000 Americans have died from COVID-19 as more than 93 million of us are hospitalized with the virus. Yesterday, the U.S. topped 100,000 new cases for the 27th consecutive day.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Trump on Twitter calls the 2020 election probably our least secure ever. Responding to fired Homeland Security official Chris Krebs telling CBS 60 Minutes, the American people can be 100% confident in the vote.
The proof is in the ballots. The recounts are consistent with the initial count. And to me, that's further evidence, that's confirmation that the system used in the election performed as expected.
President-elect Biden receives his first presidential daily intelligence briefing today. America's listening to Fox News.
Time now for the post-Thanksgiving game show everyone is playing.
What's in the foyer?
Let's meet our contestant, Jim. Tell us about yourself, Jim.
Well, I'm a little hungry and want to see what's left of the leftovers.
Go ahead, open the fridge and take a wild guess as to what's in the foil. Your time starts now.
It's got shape to it. Rectangular-ish, so I'm gonna say cornbread?
Let's take a look. Oh, sorry, Jim. It's a disgusting color green, so it's gotta be green bean casserole. Oh, hold on. Our judges say that green color is actually mold, and that is cornbread. Congrats, Jim. What do you want to do?
Just put it back.
That's the correct answer. Put it right back in so someone else can play.
I worked so hard on my candied yams, and they were great. They came out great, but they really only work on Thanksgiving, and nobody touched them.
Is that what? Right? Well, I got it.
I'd bring some in if you guys, if I thought you guys would eat them.
I love yams.
Camera made some on Thanksgiving, you know, and I didn't.
I need your sausage dressing recipe.
Oh, yes,
because that is so much better than the look, and it's not a knock against Pepperidge Farm because
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
But yours is so moist and
bread pudding
flavorful.
Is just a little boring to me after growing up on sausage dressing.
Yeah, it's not even a comparison. So you need to teach me how to make it.
Absolutely, I would do that. Well,
be very grateful for the help.
Yep.
10 minutes after 8 o'clock, so I'm going to start soliciting calls now at 272-9228 to play everybody's favorite game.
Truth or baloney.
It's kind of a weird game today, But we do everything we can with Lifelines and others to help you win $10 of great food at Seafood Bistro. Jay will tell you more about their amazing menu a little bit later. Right now,
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
It's a dress-in-layers kind of day. I mean, we actually did bounce back 1 degree this hour. But generally speaking, we're going to be steady or falling temperatures all day today with mostly cloudy skies, and the wind's going to stay strong all day long. And wind chill will be a factor today and tonight, with the temperatures falling to about 39, I think, by about sunset. And you add in some wind, boy, oh boy. And then the first widespread freeze across the area tonight, 28 overnight, but the winds will make it, the wind chill factor will bring it closer to 20, I think, by morning. Breezy and cold tomorrow. High temperatures only in the 40s. In Montgomery, Alabama, when you don't make it out of the 40s on any given day of the year, that's a pretty big deal. We'll be in the mid-20s on Wednesday night, by Wednesday morning at dawn. That's going to be a little bit colder than tonight. And then recovery Wednesday afternoon as temperatures make it into the 50s. Next chance of rain by late Thursday night. Let's say Thursday night. Right now this morning, 48 degrees, still windy and cold here at 8:11.
Need to do some holiday shopping but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
We have all morning, friends. Do people hate this game? Has it just gone sour? I'm playing it for a long time, but...
This should be fun, this particular one.
Yeah.
I would think.
Because it's all about what things were originally, or may not have been originally called. That's why it's Truth or Baloney. You got to figure out what the truth is. We give you a statement, get 2 out of 3 correct, or get them all wrong, and win. 272-9228 is our number. We can play this... Continental Airlines music forever.
Remember music?
Yeah. One of the funnier scenes in Airplane 2 is the two official guys, they're having this debate, and they get in an elevator, and when the doors open, MacArthur Park comes blasting out at a deafening volume. By the time they get to the floor they're going to, it's something else. They used to hear Muzak all the time. Jay, I think that may be a contestant.
News Talkers, that's...
We're playing our local news.
Yeah, it was first.
We'll be landing in Hawaii in 30 minutes.
That sounds like what the Honolulu station was playing just before we interrupt.
Yeah.
Sunday morning.
The music that the Japanese planes followed.
And that's next Monday.
That's right, and there's something else happening on that date that's giving it to, but I can't remember what it is. We have contestants, and we'll be right back.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Montgomery has settled a federal lawsuit on panhandling with civil rights groups, including the SPLC and the ACLU of Alabama. The settlement agreement requires the city to stop the enforcement of 2 ordinances that criminalize panhandling. Flags across Alabama were at half-staff yesterday as former State Representative Alvin Holmes was laid to rest. Holmes had been the longest-serving member of the Alabama House of Representatives before his 2018 defeat. He died on November 21st at the age of 81. The Montgomery Public School family is mourning the death of 2 administrators, Lee High School Assistant Principal Dr. Ennis McCorvey and Johnny Carr Middle School Assistant Principal Joshua Farrow. Their causes of death are unknown at this time. There will be counselors on campus for students and staff this week. Those are this morning's top stories. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. For the Montgomery Newsroom, I'm Jalea Brooks.
Now look at this participation. We got a group ready to play. Again, it sets Montgomery's head on fire.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Jody was the first one in, though, so Jody has the advantage.
Hey, Jody.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning. Jody can get this one wrong and still be in the game.
Okay.
Anybody else screws up, they're out. So here is your statement, Jody. The original PlayStation retailed for $7.99 when it first hit stores in 1995. The original PlayStation retailed for $7.99 when it first hit stores in 1995. Is that truth?
Sounds expensive, Josie. Jody,
I think that's baloney.
And I think that you are correct.
Yay!
off to a flying start. That means anybody else is out if they get it wrong.
So what, it was more like 300 something?
$299. Okay. All right, here is Joel. Joel, good morning.
Hey, Joel.
Good morning.
Thank you. I hope this wasn't a pity call.
Yeah, it was, but I'm ready.
All right, the term VCR stands for video cassette recorder. Again, the term VCR stands for video cassette recorder. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Oh,
no.
No, it certainly does.
It does.
I was thinking this stood for some kind of thing.
Well, look, Joel, the thing is, you're in our grand prize drawing, and you participated, and next week you'll have a chance to do it again.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right. Let's see who else.
We go to Dennis.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Dennis, true the baloney. The term VHS stands for video home system. VHS stands for video home system.
I know the answer to this.
Baloney.
You're correct. It is baloney.
No, VHS stands for video home system.
Is that right? I thought. Okay.
Whoa. Rich would have been wrong too.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad,
Sorry, Dennis.
But Dennis, we hope you'll participate with us next week.
Who invented VHS? I mean, there was Beta and VHS. Do you know who invented VHS?
That was the slightest idea.
Actually, the same people invented both.
No kidding.
Beta, and who would that be?
Sony.
Sony. Sony invented both.
Sony.
And decided to go with Beta, and they made the wrong choice.
Do you remember how much
they made the wrong choice?
Video cassette recordings weighed.
Do you remember? I was going to say how heavy they were.
Oh man,
expensive.
Dennis, thanks for calling. You're in the end of the week grand prize drawing, and Bill, you're it now. Jody,
you
got to
get this right.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, here's your statement. The Instant Pot was invented in Canada, eh? The Instant Pot was invented in Canada. Truth or baloney?
True.
All right, we got a game going on here. They've been a hot gift for the last few years. They've been around for a decade. The guy who invented them drove around Canada trying to get stores to stock them, but they weren't a hit until he decided to sell them on the Amazon.
I gotcha.
All right, so back to Jody.
I'm here.
You got a competitor now. Here's your statement. The first portable transistor radio was recently named the seventh most important gadget ever by Time Magazine. Again, the first portable transistor radio was recently named the seventh most important gadget ever by Time Magazine. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Now, now you're not out of the game because you're the first one in. If Bill doesn't get his correct, you win. I think that's the rules.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I think you're right.
It's my game. I make up the rules and I can't remember them. All right. So, Bill, the pressure is on you.
Okay.
All right. Using 8 feet at 196 pounds... is important to a professional balloon pilot.
Eight feet
at 196 pounds is important to a professional balloon pilot. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Yeah, it is. You know who does? You can go for the win here if you can tell me who needs 8 feet and 196 pounds.
What is it? Oh, you mean explain that?
Hangman.
Oh.
That's his profession. All right, so you're still in the game. But now Jody has to get this one right. Are you ready?
I'm going to do it.
The film Raiders of the Lost Ark contained a hieroglyphic of R2-D2 and C-3PO. Again, the film Raiders of the Lost Ark contained a hieroglyph of R2-D2 and C-3PO.
That's a good one.
Truth or baloney?
That is baloney.
Actually?
No, it's
true.
Oh, no.
It's true. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, y'all.
Wait a minute, Jody. We got to give her something.
Well, you're the driver and the pilot of this show, so you figure out what you're going to give her, Greg.
It's a new car.
All right.
And behind curtain number three is...
It's got to be something we can
personal
nail.
Jar.
Oh, so this Trump pen probably wouldn't work.
Unless she can come to Baumhauer's and you can give it to her.
Yeah, I could do that.
That or, you know, you've got an awesome product from Adam's Drugs.
Or, let's see, I'm looking over there, a sack of Windex.
A sack of Windex.
It's got to be something we can mail.
Unless she comes
or
to Baumhauer's.
She goes to Baumhauer's to pick up.
You just hang on there for a minute. I can't just let her lose. What kind of a heathen am I?
It's Christmas season, too.
And we're all in misery. All right, so here's what we'll do. You take care of... Bill gets the Seafood Bistro gift card, mm-hmm. and I'll get the butt paste.
Monday morning, a Montgomery Skywatch traffic is checking the roads for you right now. We have got a lot of congestion still on the boulevard. Taylor Road, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Overall, we are very busy all around the city, but we have no new accidents in to pass along to you at this moment. Buckle up, drive carefully. It is a bit windy out there this morning. Just be safe, and we will keep you updated. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros. 239-9510 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss Brubaker's Holiday Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, and wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Remember when the founding fathers of classic rock made music with a statement about freedom, about peace, or something related? Well, guess what?
What?
Van Morrison has resurrected that commitment to do an anti-lockdown protest song. Eric Clapton has also chimed in on this. And, of course, they're being mocked like crazy by the left. You don't know your science. No, you don't know your human behavior. This is called No More Lockdown. Give it a little sample here. Hot out, Brown Cow.
No more lockdown. No more government overreach. No more fascism. disturbing our peace. No more taking of our freedom and our God-given rights. Pretending it's for our safety when it's really to enslave. Who's running our country? Who's running our world? Examine it closely and watch it unfurl. No more lockdown, no more threats.
It's nice to see any others take a conservative position.
How old? He would be in his 70s, right?
Yeah. Eric Clapton is too, right?
Yeah,
I guess so.
Looking it up. We'll do again.
Because I use Mick as a barometer. He's 75, right?
Well, you'd be exactly right. He is 75 years old. He turned 75 in August. We were talking about Van Morrison. Right.
I think he still sounds very much like
he does.
He did before. That's kind of cool.
Checking in on Clapton.
Because I want to do this till I'm at least 75.
He's also 75. Both of them are 75.
Is that right?
Yeah.
In fact, when JT's dad was here, I said, all I ever pray for is keep my marble collection together. Don't let my voice sound like one of those old people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, give me the health to climb up here a couple times a day. And
well, you know, there are a lot of people that are, like, on television news and staying well into their 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We've had presidents of the United States.
We just elected.
Yeah, 78?
Yeah.
See, 78?
Yeah, but...
Which means he'll be 82?
Yeah. I don't know about the marble collection part. That may be the only one left. And now this from Jay Scott about the Seafood Bistro.
I'd love to tell you about the Seafood Bistro. They are open. They open back up on Sunday there. They were closed Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the holidays, but open back up on Sunday, so they will open back up again today at 11 a.m. is when they always open. 11 a.m. every single day of the week they open up. When they do, you can call them at 279-7500 and put in an order. You can do that right now, though, by going to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. You may know what you want to eat come lunchtime right here at 8:30 in the morning. I know I do. Just go to theseafoodbistro.com or use one of the delivery apps on your phone, DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats. You can dine inside at the restaurant. It is open, so you can go inside and eat. 1651 Perry Hill Road, you can also pull up to one of the designated parking spaces. Somebody will come out and take your order right there at your car, and then they'll bring it out to you as soon as it's ready. Some of the things like the Cajun cheese curds that I adore so much, the fried okra, which is just fantastic. Their ranch, fried okra and ranch, good stuff. Cheese curds and ranch, good stuff. Their ranch, guessing, is something they make there, but it is delicious. Check them out, The Seafood Bistro at 1651 Perry Hill Road, online, theseafoodbistro.com, and like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, this is a survey.
What is it?
That's when they ask people a question, and people answer it, and we break it into percentages, but that's not important. Believe it or not, one in three people say that a cheesy pickup line has worked on them. So I'm going to conduct a live experiment here with Jesse.
Okay.
Get ready.
I'm going to try some of these cheesy pickup lines.
Okay.
On you, and you tell me which may have potential.
Okay.
I got my library card, so now I'm checking you out.
Okay. It's okay. Probably would look at you kind of funny.
She don't like it.
Yeah, no.
You may like this one.
Okay.
Remember, you kind of like the idea of making eye contact, but you have to fake it to at least that point. Otherwise, this line, you know.
Okay.
Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
I haven't heard that one.
That one I could give a, that's got a potential.
Okay.
Here's one. I lost my phone number.
Can I have yours?
That's good.
Yeah, but you'll get it, especially if you're shirtless. Next to the wettest spot in America, in the world. Mount Wahili Huli.
No, I wouldn't put it that way, though. The wettest spot.
All right, let's try this one. Okay. The breakfast edition of the cheesy pickup line.
Yep.
Do you like raisins? Well, how do you feel about a date?
Yeah, no. Yeah, that one's not, yeah.
Did it hurt? When?
What? Let me try this with a prop. There's something wrong with my phone. It doesn't have your number in it.
I've had that one before.
What is the worst one you've ever had?
Golly.
And it didn't have to be some cheesy pickup line. Just the worst. Just it went horribly. It was not. I don't want to say horribly, but you know what I'm saying. It just did not go well. You know, I don't mean a date, but like somebody trying to.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I have to love the ones like I've just met you, like at a show or something that I've just got done.
Right.
You know, on stage and this, that, and the other, and you're trying to talk to me like you know me, and, oh, by the way, let me get your number, and, oh, here, I'm going to hand you my phone, and, like, they physically hand me the phone, and I'm like, no. Yeah. Forcing me to input a number.
Yeah.
So then I just put the Marine Corps, the Air Force, you know, hotline in for them for recruiting. So
I got a few more of these here.
Okay.
Feel my shirt. Do you think it's made of boyfriend material?
I'm not so much of a touchy-feely person, so that one would not go over well with me.
Did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
That one's funny. That one's good. Look at Greg.
Where were you in the 70s when I needed a wingman? Maybe try this one. Let's see. You must be tired, Jesse, because you've been running through my mind all night.
To me, that kind of crosses a line for me of if I don't know you and you tell me that, I'm going to start kind of putting up the, okay, back away sign.
Are you a time traveler? Because I see you in my future.
That's a good line.
Well, you'll be here tomorrow.
But, yeah, just not one of my...
Hey, Rich, this is a Rich Thomas one.
Okay.
My name is Microsoft. Can I crash at your place tonight?
Okay, now that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Are you a magician? Because when I look at you, everything disappears.
Mm.
There's better ways to put that.
There is, but there's maybe one or two that I'd give good potential to. The rest of them, just don't.
Hey, this is not... This is good advice. This is good advice. If you're shopping for somebody, maybe a newlywed couple that hasn't quite filled their tool shed or garage yet, somebody who loves to work on their own garden, and you know they have things that just could work better or are ready to be replaced, get to Lewis Lawn. And one in particular, actually, one of the great things you can get, they sell this 3-foot grabber. And I've had mine for 8 years. In fact, I was just using it yesterday. It's great, not just for getting stuff off the floor, but if you've got brambly bushes or thorny roses, this is how you tidy up around those areas. It's $24, but it lasts forever and comes with replaceable, listen carefully, tips. Replaceable tips if you need, you know, the rubber things to grab.
Right.
Yep.
You use it frequently.
I've seen the other ones,
I got
too.
You.
Not to mention mowers, blowers, pressure washers, and for the person that doesn't like to deal, like somebody that is just not interested in pole starting stuff, the Ego product line, battery charged, lightweight, durable, strong, and all you do is hit the on button. How can you go wrong with a mower, a blower, an edge, or a trimmer from that company? And they even have self-propel mowers as well. So stop by Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They're open now. Open every morning from 7 till 4 every afternoon. Their number's 244-9191, and certain items they can do 0% on. At Lewis Lawn, see Haley, Chad, TJ, or any of that great crew.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Here's one more. Do you believe in love at first sight?
Or should I walk by again? It's the last day of hurricane season, and it's a record breaker. 30 named storms, 13 hurricanes, 6 major hurricanes, 12 landfalling storms. That's never happened before. Oh, my gosh, it'll be over at midnight tonight. That doesn't mean that the tropics just shut off. You know, there could still be some December mischief. Our forecast for today, the big factor will be that northwest wind at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Look for falling temperatures today, with the temperature falling to about 39 by sunset tonight. The first widespread freeze across the area tonight, overnight low 28, but the wind's still blowing, so the wind chill will be closer to 20 by morning. Tomorrow, breezy, cold, high temperature only in the 40s. That's a big deal. I mean, this is going to be a shock to the system after we've been so spoiled for so long. We'll be in the mid-20s, I think, by Wednesday at dawn, recovering to the 50s on Wednesday afternoon, and chance of showers again by late Thursday and into Thursday night. Right now, this morning, still windy, still mostly cloudy at 48 at 8:36.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited.
Get on with it.
Yes.
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
And for the final time, who is Dr. Scholl? He is our Almost Dr. Baumhauer Wing Finger Dr. B Burger Daily Double Doctor of the Day. And this afternoon, I will need you to give me that answer in the form of a question as we continue to pay tribute to Alex Trebek. Who is Dr. Scholl? That's all you need to say if your caller 7-272-9228 this afternoon when we redeem it. So jot the name down. It's easy to forget that kind of stuff, especially not only during these uncertain times, but at this uncertain time of the year, which can get very busy.
Yes, it can.
And crazy. And by the way, if you're downtown, and they open at 10:30. They're open until 4:30 at the RSA building at 201. You try one of these Dr. B burgers. They're so good. And we need folks to get down and help keep our restaurants open until we get back to a more
absolutely
normal business pattern.
Yeah.
And of course, if you're a chicken fan, Wing Fingers has gotten rave reviews since the day it opened from our listeners who have had the chance to go down there and try it. So, Dr. Scholl, that's your Almost Dr. Baumhauer, Dr. B Burger, Daily Double Doctor of the Day.
You know what I see? I see that you have a rare four-friend opening on Facebook. I've never seen four friends
open.
Wow,
what did I do?
I don't know. But either four people died or... I don't know.
They don't get removed if they died.
I mean, anyway. I haven't looked at it for a while, but...
Hey, so there's an opportunity for you to become on that rare list of 5,000 people.
I mean, if you've had a request, a friend request pending.
Yeah. How do you sort those out?
You do it, well, there's, you can have limit 5,000 friends and 5,000, you know,
followers?
What? No. You know, any number of followers.
Right.
And 1,000 pending friend requests. I got 998. But I want friends to be people that listen to the show.
I understand.
And if you've been waiting and waiting, you need to call us at 272-9228. Shoot me an email or a Facebook messenger. I will find you and friend you immediately.
So you want somebody...
I'm just surprised. Why did four people drop off over there?
There are a lot of people who are just getting off of Facebook.
I agree with that. I've heard a lot of people say that, actually. Yeah. All right, down to the traffic dungeon, 8:39.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch. Traffic still very busy all over the city this morning. Got a lot of congestion on East South Boulevard, especially at Highway 331 and Norman Bridge. East Boulevard at Carmichael and I-85. A lot of incoming traffic on 231 still has Congressman Dickinson and the Northeast Boulevard busy. I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no new accidents to tell you about right now. The Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhart Toyota. You can lease a new Toyota Camry for as low as $199 a month. The selection is great. Also, check them out online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Season's greetings from Brubaker Motors, wishing you safe travels this holiday season. Buckle up from Brubaker. It's better at Brubaker.com.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Flags across Alabama were at half staff yesterday as former State Representative Alvin Holmes was laid to rest. Holmes had been the longest serving member of the Alabama House of Representatives before his 2018 defeat. He died on November 21st at age 81. The city of Montgomery has settled a federal lawsuit on panhandling. The settlement agreement requires the city to stop the enforcement of two ordinances that once criminalized panhandling. The Montgomery Public School family is mourning the deaths of two administrators, Lee High School Assistant Principal Dr. Dennis McOrvey and Johnny Carr Middle School Assistant Principal Joshua Farrow. Their causes of death are unknown at this time. There will be counselors on campus for students and staff this week. Those are this morning's top headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. From the Montgomery Newsroom, I'm Jalea Brooks.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you will receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I was sick of the bird. I had seconds and thirds. Don't want another bite. You can toss the cranberry sauce. Get it out of sight. Don't want no green bean casserole. This stuffing's killing me because it's never gone. It's leftover.
My place to advertise on a show. I've got to welcome Doug Cross, Dennis Egbert, Scott Davis. I had three the friend openings.
All right.
And they replied within minutes, largely because you were the one that said it. So it pays to advertise with Rich Thomas. So I still have one then. I still have one friend request.
Your chance to get on that list of 5,000.
I really don't think it's that big of a deal.
Oh, I think it is. You know how long it took me? About 7 months to get on that before we were friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were not friends for a long time.
I never even met you. You were such a star.
Jeez, listen.
I saw you at that wedding up at, what was that place?
Oh, yeah. We were at the Jasmine Hill?
Yeah, the Roman Ruins.
Yeah, that was quite a wedding.
Yeah, that was 6 years ago, man. 6 years ago, November 1st.
Is that when it was?
Yeah, so I remember the specific date I met you.
I met Rick Peters that day.
Rockin' hits. That's going to work for us. Laying the groundwork.
Local folks.
Doing local people. Glad you caught that. This is something that really troubles me. You've said it. I believe it. The climate is always changing.
Of course.
It's been changing since billions
of years.
Yes. But the selling of this apocalyptic event, which is what? What are they talking about? People worried about the climate crisis are deciding not to have kids because the fears that their offspring would have to struggle through a climate apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
This is just beyond depressing to me. Researchers surveyed 600 people aged 27 to 45 who are already factoring climate concerns into their reproductive choices and found 96% were very or extremely concerned about the well-being of the...
Mine are based on people like that for my kids having to deal with idiots like that.
Yeah. This is insane. I mean, the baby, and I'm quoting from Meathead now from All in the Family, who got this from Irene, the neighbor. You know, that baby you're not having might be the one that can solve all our climate problems.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
But really, if you're that stupid to think that you're, every time you turn on your car, the planet's going to explode.
Is China still controlling the number of births?
I think they are.
They did it. They moved it to two because they found out the implications of a single child on aging parents in China and the struggle that it was causing in the industrial world, the work schedule, the strain financially. People couldn't afford it.
So they moved
it to two? So they've allowed it to two, yeah.
Okay. It just... this is something I'm going to get back into again this afternoon because right now, and coming up, we're going to get our Morning Maroon nominees. When do you do an infusion again?
I am due on Wednesday. I may have to reschedule that one.
If you have overdone it over the long weekend and you're feeling listless, perhaps not undernourished, but you just have no energy, you need to call 296-1662 and get your body jump-started with the great services they offer at Infusion. Today I want to focus on IV vitamin therapy because in one session you can make dramatic changes in how you metabolize food, help you lose weight if that's part of your goal, to have the energy to get a little more exercise. That's the easiest. That's how I'm doing my bike. You know, I'm out there every day pedaling that sucker uphill.
Did you say you were out in the rain?
I was out in the rain yesterday. You know why? Because it became important to me, and I don't want to miss it. Right. So there would literally have to be a funnel cloud coming up, you know.
The sky this morning from our house looked ominous.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like a tornadic-type morning, and I'm like, I do not like this.
Saw a couple of those. What was the other day we had the rain come in? Was that Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, that was a lot of rain Wednesday through yesterday.
Yeah, it was over 4 inches.
Yeah.
That was it for the month, though. You know?
Right. There was none other in November. Right.
Anyway, whatever your goals happen to be, Infusion can help you accomplish them with modern, state-of-the-art technologies. Need a boost in your energy? You want to do it in 3 minutes or less? Try cryotherapy and watch how you feel. Walk out of that chamber after 3 minutes. You'll feel amazed from head to toe, better clarity. For pain and other issues, they got an amazing chiropractor, Dr. Terry Gross. Laser therapy for that. Juve light therapy, which is also awesome. And if you want to just grind down some of that excess weight or hard to lose weight places, CryoSkin 3.0.
Absolutely.
And doing that in conjunction with moderating my eating and doing that bike ride is making a huge difference. Not invasive, but it'll help you narrow your waist. And there's plenty of time for that to work between now and Christmas. Call them at 296-1662 or visit and learn more about all these services at infusioncryoandlaser.com. 8:49.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic still very busy all over the city this morning. Got a lot of congestion on East South Boulevard, especially at Highway 331 and Norman Bridge. East Boulevard at Carmichael and I-85. A lot of incoming traffic on 231 still has Congressman Dickinson and the Northeast Boulevard busy. I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no new accidents to tell you about right now. The Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhart Toyota. You can lease a new Toyota Camry for as low as $199 a month. The selection is great. Also, check them out online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Are you looking to buy someone a new car for Christmas? Brubaker Motors can help. Make this Christmas one they'll never forget. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Wow Business wants to support your business with reliable internet starting at $44.99 per month. Save more when you add a phone. Get started at wowforbusiness.com. Offers for new customers subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Wow.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
For the peanut butter cup lover in your family, this holiday season, Sam's Club is selling Reese's Peanut Butter Cups
that are half a pound each.
And not to be outdone, Costco introduces Hershey's Kisses
the size of a bowling ball.
And not to be outdone, Walmart is now selling M&M's
the size of trash can lids.
But wait, still not to be outdone, Starbucks is selling hot chocolate
in a jacuzzi.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
With pieces of candy bigger than your head.
All right, let's bring in, and I guess he is again, the great American Ayatollah Jean Kadeh.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present, for your consideration, our Morning Maroon nominees. And I hate to do this because I know they work hard. I just don't know the name of the individual in the sewer and sanitation department in Montgomery.
Yeah.
Now, I've been taking the trash out for 15 years. Usually when there is a real day off, because sometimes I think they pick up the trash as normal on Columbus Day. Mm-hmm. But on Thanksgiving, when you know they don't, they do it the next day. But this year, and trust me, the day after Thanksgiving, everybody in my neighborhood had their cans out, and their garbage cans too.
Mm-hmm.
They had their cans out in front of the house, brimming with plastic bags and overflow. And the day goes by, Friday goes by, and everything is still sitting there. I said, they must be really behind. I thought, let me check the schedule. No, they switched it. This year, we're going to pick it up the day before Thanksgiving.
Well, who could suppose that?
I'm sorry, that's just dumb.
Wait a minute. There's more. Have they, when people put out other stuff besides the trash, have they been coming the last 2 weeks?
No.
They have not for the last two or three weeks.
2 or 3 weeks.
They have not come to pick up that other stuff, the tree limbs and stuff or whatever it is.
There is still debris from Zeta sitting in some of the houses that I bike ride
for past. Weeks, they have not come for that extra trip. Yeah.
So that's nominee number one for changing the schedule without really making it known.
Shame on you.
Yeah, that's, I'm bitter and angry about it. Okay. Now we have nominee number two. A guy in Milwaukee went out to his car early last week and found somebody had stolen his back right tire. But at least they had the consideration to prop it up on something, but not a brick or something else they usually use a frozen turkey. The guy who was quite amused said, I've never seen anything like this before, to people putting bricks but never a turkey underneath the vehicle.
Then on Thanksgiving,
this turkey, it's got an interesting
flavor.
Yeah.
It's rubbery.
Yeah. It's a good year.
That was good.
That was great.
And then finally, a 40-year-old guy named Andrew Marr in Lincoln, Nebraska, last Tuesday night, he threw a serious adult tantrum at a grocery store, which included him destroying metal detectors and a wine rack, then using a no parking sign with concrete attached to the bottom to smash cars in the lot. When the cops came, he told them that he was upset because he was pretty sure somebody in the store had stolen his dope pipe. Cops searched him. They found his dope pipe. It was actually on him the whole time. So good news for him. We've recovered your dope pipe.
Bad news is you're going to jail.
Yeah, he did about $7,000 in damage, was arrested for criminal mischief and possession of a controlled substance.
He's got it.
The classic story is the dope pipe guy. However, yeah. I would love to give it to the City of Montgomery Sanitation Department in this case. I don't know. That's just me.
Here's the deal. Whoever came up with that plan in Montgomery...
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
And for the guy who wanted the police to help him find his crack pipe...
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
There you go.
We gave away Adams Drugs butt paste today.
Mm-hmm.
We like to give it, not to somebody who's necessarily, sounds like they need it. We wanted to do it for our caller this morning who played so well through True the Baloney and then lost in the final round.
Yeah.
Butt paste is the thing. If you go to my Facebook wall and scroll down a little bit, you'll see the fashionable hand of Jacqueline Tomlinson holding out a jar of butt paste in the mountains of Georgia. Really, it's so festive, Rich. I got to show you this picture.
I should wish I would have known about it at Mount Wally Alley.
Wally Alley, yes, we should get you pictured there.
I have a friend of mine, too, that actually used to live next to you back several decades ago.
Is that right?
Yeah, and she listens to the show every morning and was telling me, she said, yeah, all of the girls would be out at the pool and be trying to get Rich's attention, and,
No. Actually, that's enough shirtless Rich Thomas. I don't want to hear any more. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? I put that picture up
last
week.
Look at that. And the scenery behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who is the hand?
That's Jacqueline Tomlinson's high fashion hand.
Well, they used to call them hand models. Yeah.
So this is the real deal. It not only heals up a baby's keister quickly, but it works as a skin conditioner. It'll work on your arms. If you have dry skin this time of the year, that's a big issue. And it has multiple other purposes. We had a whole afternoon on it. Of course, Adams Drugs should be your pharmacy. Now that we're watching people clog up the stores again with unnecessary panic buying and so forth, you don't want your prescriptions in a place you got to wait just to get in to get your health needs taken care of. Partner up. There's 12 locations. You can pull up in front of the store, use a credit card, and not have to have contact with anybody, but this time of the year especially, their holiday merchandise and their gift shops is second to none. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you, and please tell them that Jim Smith told you to go. Suzanne!
So, hey, Greg.
Hi.
Really quick funny story. Talking about the turkey under the car.
Right. Yes.
A couple of years ago, my grandfather, who was 96 years old and kind of a crotchety old man, got up after we had all finished Thanksgiving dinner. We had all just eaten, like 30 people had just eaten dinner.
Right.
They go, see, Clara, I told you defrosting that turkey in the trunk of the car would be just fine. And we all froze, like, oh, my God. Are we going to all be violently ill in a few minutes?
Oh, no.
And, of course, it was fine. But, yeah, he left it in the car for 3 days.
Oh, no.
And
wow.
We ate it, and it was fine. But, I mean, for like 6 hours after dinner, no one said a word to one another.
Oh, my Lord.
It's very quiet.
That was a great story.
Y'all have a great day.
Thanks.
Hope everybody have a great Thanksgiving. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Thanks for the call.
Okay, I hope you guys have a great day.
Going to.
We have to make way because you know who we are.